I'd never written the story, but I'd had the idea about a guy who wears a fish mask. This kind of robotic-looking fish mask. And I did several illustrations of what that would look like and had always wanted to actually craft the mask, but was unable to get the means together to produce such a mask. He would what happened is in an abandoned railroad tunnel surrounded by swamplands, this man, he used to hang out there as kind of in search of himself. And he had a friend that he'd taken down there from the factory he worked at, who was aware of his activities, of his kind of vision quest type things. And one night he gets a phone call from the first guy, who's kind of freaked out, and he says something really weird happened at the tunnel last night, and I need you to come and, you know, see me. So the other guy gets the phone call at work, and he's like, I'll be right over. So when he gets down to the railroad tunnel, the friend that's been meditating down there rises out of the kind of swamp waters, wearing that mask, and he's kind of, his skin is kind of this chalky pale, with hints of blue, and he's, you know, naked except for this kind of like apron thing around his waist. And that was pretty much as far as it went. Through a series of vignettes, the Fishman character would talk about his childhood, like these kind of strange, abusive moments that he went through growing up with his mother. And later on, he meets this girl in a parking lot. And we later find out that the girl is dead, and she's actually in the funeral parlor of the parking lot that they meet in. She's smoking a cigarette, and he's pretty like almost brain damaged. He doesn't really understand what's going on at most times, but he's, you know, he's a nice guy. And he's just kind of looking for true love. But he ends up stealing the body of the girl out of the funeral parlor, much to the horror of the girl's family. And then he's going to take her back down to the swamp. That's about as far as I got with it. And it was a fish man. I wrote two vignettes. The one was in kind of a play format or a screenplay format. The first one being the conversation on the telephone between the fish man and his friend at the factory. And the second one being the confrontation between the fish man and the girl's family. And then there were other little small parts, like little snippets of dialogue between the fishman and the girl. And when he first met her in the parking lot. And a kind of flashback vignette about him and his mother and the strange situation he had growing up. And this all links directly to that era I've been discussing in the Standale tapes. Though this description, I think I'll keep separate from the Standale tapes because this description's more of a kind of work in progress. I haven't really abandoned this idea. So, of course, it's this idea is, you know, my idea, and I'm not ready to part with it yet. This is more of, like, I suppose, a notebook type of recording. And so I feel that somehow a lot of my earlier writings don't seem to capture the kind of reality in the way I'd like it to be captured. Or at least the mood seems to be missed by my clumsy attempts at, you know, being surreal or whatnot. So these kind of recordings hopefully will help me to kind of explore the idea and then place it into more realistic, well, at least more consistent with the works I've been doing now. So yeah, I suppose this would be a sort of idea, electronic audio journal of ideas or whatnot, I don't know. But I will entitle this recording Fishman Idea Number 0001 by Kurt Weller. Today's date's August 4th, I think. Yes, August 4th, 2006, and it's around 2 p.m., and I have to go to work here in about 40 minutes. I'll share these on my electronic journal if anyone cares to listen, though I guess they're mostly for me. Just lately, I don't know, I've been feeling this kind of sense of mortality, and I feel like there's a lot of ideas that I have, and like I said earlier, some of them weren't fleshed out quite well enough, and so if I could get those down at least in audio format, they'll exist, perhaps not at the level that I want them to exist, but at least there'll be a record of them for people to listen to later on. Okay, that's it. And this is, I guess I was saying, the idea log entry Fishman Number 0001 by Kurt Weller. Thank you.